The condition of a school's building could resemble the learning done within it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lorraine Maxwell, associate professor in the Department of Design and Environmental Analysis at Cornell University, explores if a rundown school could doom a child's education from the beginning.
As we head into a new school year, educators, parents, and policymakers will continue to seek ways to improve student learning. Many researchers work to understand how community, family, teachers, and curriculum, combined with individual student characteristics, contribute to learning and academic achievement. But what role does the physical environment play in its contribution to student achievement? There is a growing body of knowledge by environmental psychologists that documents the importance of school building quality in student learning. Research in this field identifies a correlation between poor school condition and poor student achievement. If you look deeper at this relationship, you'll find a link between school building condition, student attendance, and academic achievement, such that student attendance is lower in schools in poor condition. My research expands this model by including student perception of the school's social climate. Social climate includes factors like academic expectations, engagement, communication, and respect. In a study using school-wide data of New York City middle schools, poor building condition was significantly related to student ratings of a poor social climate. This in turn predicted lower student attendance and lower student achievement on standardized tests. Student socioeconomic status and percentage of minority students contributed to school-wide test scores, but did not eliminate the role of the school building in explaining the scores. Here's the bottom line. The findings from this study should encourage educators and policymakers to pay more attention to the quality of school buildings. When it comes to student achievement, the physical environment is a full partner.
That was Lorraine Maxwell of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.